ABC News.
Mike Kermode with the top stories. The families of those killed and injured in the Bondi Beach shooting are asking the Prime Minister to urgently establish a National Royal Commission, saying they need strong action and leadership to prevent more deaths. The powerfully worded plea is signed by 17 families of the Bondi terror victims and calls on Anthony Albanese to establish the commission to look into the rapid rise of anti-Semitism and any law enforcement, intelligence or security failings that led to the massacre. Anthony Albanese has so far resisted calls for a federal royal commission, instead saying he'll support a state-based one, on top of a national review into any security failings. US President Donald Trump says Ukraine will receive a security guarantee as part of a peace deal to end the war with Russia. Mr. Trump's hosting his Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky in Florida to discuss the finer points of a 20-point plan put forward by Washington, with today's discussions to focus on territorial concessions. The Ukrainian president says there's 90% agreement on the plan, while Mr. Trump has warned the conflict will go on for many more years unless a peace deal is reached now. And six boats have crossed the finish line in the Sydney-Hobart yacht race overnight. Comanche took out line honours last night just after 6 o'clock, followed by Law Connect and Scallywag. The vast majority of the fleet is still in Bass Strait, with the last yacht still off the coast of New South Wales. ABC News.